On Human Rights Day, we are bearing witness to a brutal and ongoing injustice committed in our name against innocent people who are in the ninth year of their imprisonment. People who courageously sought a new life free of oppression for themselves and their families, their basic human right, and instead have been shunted from prison to prison, from Christmas to Manus Island and Nauru to prisons within prisons. And now, after all this time, some remain imprisoned here in the Park Hotel in Carlton and in Mita Prison in Broadmeadows and elsewhere. People who were medevaced to Australia to be treated for wounds of both the mind and the body and instead have been driven to the point of madness. On Human Rights Day, as we hold our vigil, I wish to recall the names of the 13 men who have died in Australia's offshore prisons on Nauru and Manus from murder, medical neglect, suicide or accident. People in the prime of their lives who died far from their families, who set out on dangerous journeys with a dream of freedom and instead died in exile. Reza Baraki, Faisal Shigani, Hamid Kahazai, Hamid Samshiripur, Faisal Ishak Ahmed, Kamil Hussein, Rajiv Rajendran, Salim Tioni, Omid Masumali, Rakib Khan, Sayyid Ibrahim Hussein, Fahi Bors Karami, and Jahinga. In 2017, I asked the writer, poet and journalist Fairuz Bachandi, then still in exile on Manus Island, about the deaths, and he posted this extraordinary lament for two of the men, Reza Baraki and Shigani. It is a lament of three mothers for their lost sons, including Fairuz's mother, who all come from the same area in the mountains of Kurdistan. Fairuz writes, "My mother, Reza's mother, and Faisal's mother are crying together. Faisal's village is near Reza Baraki's. Their villages are beside a river and a high, high mountain. My home is near their homes. There is only a mountain between us, a mountain and a river between our homes. My mother climbed up the mountain today and went to Faisal's mother's home. My mother, Reza's mother, and Faisal's mother are crying together. I heard Samari River is crying with them. Under Faisal's village is one of the most ancient and oldest cities in the world. It is called Sirwan. They are crying on the oldest city for Reza and Faisal. I heard that all of Kurdistan's beautiful mountains are crying. All of Sirwan is crying, mountain, river, wild flowers. All of Sirwan is crying with our mothers. I hear the oldest songs the mothers are singing in Ilam City, Sirwan and Kurdistan. I hear their voices crying from this Manus prison. I hear the oldest song from the mothers. It is called Moa. Moa is a song for brave sons. Faisal and Reza were brave sons. They fought for their lives with the Australian government and the dark ocean. When I was in Kurdistan, many times I climbed up that highest mountain. There are the oldest oak trees there. I hear the oak trees are crying too. My heart is so heavy because I heard the deepest sorrowful moor from my mother today. I have never heard a moor like this moor that raises, Faisal's, and my mother are singing. This is Kurdish culture. We are born by song, live by song, fight by song, and die by song. I feel the deepest sorrow because of Faisal's death. He deserves the deepest moor song. My heart is heavy because I am crying and listening to moor for my best friend in a prison on the remotest island in the world. I always think about the moor my mother will sing for me when I die. I thought that song would be sung in beautiful Kurdistan. I am sure Reza and Faisal thought like me, but their lives were taken in remote places, not in Kurdistan. They lost their lives because of injustice, They lost their lives in a foreign land. Who was there when their lives were taken? My mother, Reza's mother, and Faisal's mother are together singing the deepest mourn. Later, I asked Beirut the following question. His extraordinary answer, despite it all, gives us hope and keeps our faith in humanity. I asked Beirut, you say that 4 years after leaving Iran, you feel yourself to be a stateless person and you belong to no country. Where do you belong now? How do you sense the world around you? Beirut answered, I always imagine the world map. I always imagine a tiny island and a prison in the tiny island. It's where I am at this moment. 3 years ago, when the local people attacked our prison and killed a person and injured 100 people, the guards took us to a soccer ground outside the prison. That was the first time we had been out. They gathered 900 men on the soccer ground for a night. On that dark night, I was looking at the sky and I felt that there was no place in the world for me. They even took away my prison. I felt that I don't even belong to the earth. And I was looking at the sky and imagining another planet. 3 years since that night, I'm still imagining the world map. I'm still imagining a tiny island and a prison in that tiny island. But I'm still alive, and I have changed my mind, and I feel deeply that I belong to the earth. I belong to nature, and I believe in solid ground. I think we are human and don't have any shelter but humanity. We have to trust in humanity and love humanity. I have had people from around the world and Australia sending messages to me, sharing their kindness with me, and I think that I belong to this world. And I belong to the humans beyond the political borders. I am a free man. Yes, freedom. This is what we are here for. We stand alongside our brothers and sisters and we call for an end to this brutal, unjust and inhumane imprisonment. We call for freedom. Thank you.